This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government launched a zero pending files campaign to speed up decision making and reduce delays in public offices. Civil Aviation Ministry directs all airports to arrange breastfeeding rooms within 24 hours. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Kanal holds talks with foreign ministers of India, Bhutan and Bangladesh on sidelines of Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, discusses bilateral ties and expanding cooperation, and US and Iranian negotiators arrive in Pakistan ahead of peace talks. Now the news in detail. The government has announced a week-long zero pending files campaign from the 13th to 20th of April, aimed at clearing backlogs in public offices. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all government agencies to speed up decision-making and reduce delays at different levels. The campaign is intended to ensure timely decisions, assign clear responsibility, and improve service delivery by discouraging unnecessary file delays. Offices have been instructed to monitor file daily, including their status, responsible officials, and duration of pending. Files delayed beyond 3, 7, or 15 days will be subject to mandatory review. Officials have also been directed to avoid unnecessary escalation of cases and resolve issues at the concerned level. The government expects the campaign to reduce backlogs, improve efficiency, and strengthen transparency and accountability in public service delivery. The government has directed concerned authorities to arrange dedicated breastfeeding and childcare rooms at all airports across the country within 24 hours. The directive includes Tribhuvan International Airport, along with other airports. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has instructed that these facilities be operated and upgraded while ensuring cleanliness, safety and privacy. The Ministry has also called for the establishment of primary care rooms for patients and passengers with special needs. Authorities have been instructed to maintain airport cleanliness in line with international standards, implement a daily cleaning logbook system, and comply with health standards set by the World Health Organization and the International Civil Aviation Organization. Additionally, free sanitary pads are to be made available in toilets for female passengers. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sushil Kanal, currently in Mauritius to attend the Indian Ocean Conference 2026, has held separate meetings with the foreign ministers of India, Bhutan and Bangladesh on Friday. During a meeting with India's External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, the two sides reviewed Nepal-India relations and discussed areas of mutual interest, according to Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Both leaders expressed commitment to further strengthening bilateral cooperation. Foreign Affairs Minister Kanal also met Bhutan's Foreign Minister D. N. Dwingel. The meeting discussed ways to expand Nepal-Bhutan ties and enhance cooperation in key sectors. Similarly, Minister Kanal held talks with Bangladesh's Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman. The two leaders discussed expanding cooperation to further strengthen bilateral relations and expressed satisfaction over existing ties. The conference being held from 10th to 12th April is organized by the India Foundation in association with the government of Mauritius. On the sidelines of the conference, Minister Kanal is scheduled to deliver Nepal's national statement, highlighting the country's perspectives on Indian Ocean governance, the mountain ocean ecological link, and the importance of maritime connectivity for economic development. The Department of Foreign Employment has instructed all individuals and organizations to remove misleading signboards and advertisements related to foreign employment within 3 days. In a notice issued on Friday, the department warned that failure to comply will invite action under the Foreign Employment Act and other laws. It is stated that labor permit related services are handled only by the department and designated officers, urging bring an immediate halt to unauthorized publicity. The department said some cyber centers and training institutes have been misleading service seekers by charging fees and claiming to process labor permits which is not authorized. More than 1,719 traffic rule violators were penalized in the past 24 hours in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, action was taken against drivers for offenses including driving under the influence, overspeeding, lane discipline violations, unsafe public transport operation, unnecessary horn use and other traffic breaches. According to the office, 1,184,000 rupees has been collected and deposited into the state treasury from traffic penalties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Negotiators from Iran and the United States have arrived in Pakistan of planned peace talks amid cautious expectations from both sides. According to the BBC, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Islamabad and was received by Pakistan's foreign minister shortly after the arrival of the Iranian delegation from Tehran. This marks one of the most challenging diplomatic engagements of Vance's vice presidency, with analysts noting limited gains if talks succeeded and significant risk if they failed. Iran's delegation, led by Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, has expressed good intentions for the talks but signaled mistrust towards the United States. Ghalibaf stated that while Iran is open to dialogue, it remains cautious about U.S. commitments. Earlier, Vance had warned that Washington would not respond positively if Iran attempted to delay or complicate the negotiations. Key sticking points in the talks include the scope of the ceasefire and whether Lebanon will be included in ongoing U.S.-Iran understandings. Meanwhile, Lebanese officials have indicated that their representatives are scheduled to meet an Israeli delegation in Washington on Tuesday as part of broader diplomatic efforts linked to the regional situation. NASA's astronauts have returned safely to Earth after completing the first crewed mission to orbit the Moon in more than 50 years. According to the BBC, the Artemis II aircraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean of California at 5:07 p.m. local time on Friday after a high-speed re-entry. The mission was carried out by the NASA crew, Reid Weitzman, Victor Glover, Christiana Coates, and Jeremy Hansen. Recovery teams quickly reached the capsule and secured the astronauts from splashdown. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in the hilly and in the Himalayan regions of the country, while the hilly regions and the Tarai of Kushi province will see partly cloudy weather. It will be mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, as well as at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions and the hilly regions of Kushi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty wind at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government launches Zero Pending Files campaign to speed up decision-making and reduce delays in public offices. Civil Aviation Ministry directs all airports to arrange breastfeeding rooms within 24 hours. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Kanal holds talks with foreign ministers of India, Bhutan and Bangladesh on sidelines of Indian Ocean Conference in Mauritius, discusses bilateral ties and expanding cooperation, and U.S. and Iranian negotiators news arrive in Pakistan ahead of peace talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.